Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 at 15. And Hummel's Wharf. Great to have you with us on the day after Kevin Hurd's son went out and got his driver's permit and the rest of us suddenly went into the fetal position.
Rocking back and forth.
Don't let him near the wheel. All we have to do now is get that GPS tracking device on and figure out where he is and then just kind of work around it. All right. We have just gone through the combine. And the ratings for the combine were a record for NFL Network.
Well, is the bar set really high, though?
Well, they've been doing this for years, so at least they have a sample.
Well, no, I'm just asking. How high is the bar? I mean, you said it's a ratings record. I mean, how high were they before?
700,000 viewership?
That's not bad for a non-live sporting event.
It's the Underwear Olympics. I mean, come on. I mean, it's just...
Thanks for that image.
It's just... All it is guys in shorts and a T-shirt out there throwing and running around and doing nothing.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I'm talking about in terms of competition. I mean, they're running 40s, they're doing shuttles, and they're running whatever. That's what it is. That's how popular the NFL is right now. Daytona 500 plunged.
What were the numbers for the 500? I never did get a chance to see what the overnights even were.
Got a 7.3, I think. Now, that is up from last year, but last year, you can't count. Last year doesn't count.
Why not?
Delayed race.
Oh, that's right. Weird.
Not traditional time, the whole thing. It ended up being a 5.2 because people lost interest in it. The rating in 2013, traditional time, traditional start, good weather, the whole thing was 10.2. It dropped like a rock. A very concerning day for NASCAR. Because that will be the single highest rating they will achieve all year for obvious reasons. That's their Super Bowl. It's off the start. It's their marquee race. We get it. But that was not a very... that's not what NASCAR needed to see. That kind of drop. 10-2 down to 7-3.
Especially with a fairly significant weather system in the Northeast, I thought the numbers would be much higher.
No. So, here's another part that has been very interesting. The number of... The number of TVs across the country that have now stopped carrying ESPN or ESPN2. They've lost almost 6 million homes since 2011. What's going on? As of February this year, ESPN has 94.396 million homes. ESPN2 is in 94.379, so very close, right? Remember, they were at 100.1 million in 2011, and 100 million even for ESPN2. So why the loss of nearly 6 million homes? And ESPN, of course, has always downplayed what is now referred to in the industry as cord cutters. Cord cutters are people, and millennials are very much in this mix. 18 to 34. Remember last week we talked about 18 to 34 millennials, right, that they watch less television than ever before, but when it comes to using their devices, iPad, Android, phone, whatever, they'll watch everything on there. Now, is there a way to gauge what they're watching? We'll see. I'm sure that they'll figure out a way. So that's why ESPN, for example, has joined Dish Network Sling TV service. You know, that's a service for people who don't have cable. And Sony is trying to get ESPN to be on their PlayStation online streaming network. And what's interesting is that ESPN has seen this drop in being carried on cable systems, in part because of people using their devices and not being on cable. Golf Channel, for example, has gone from 79.25 million. They've actually gone up to 83.9. Check that. It's the other way around. It's actually, Golf Channel's now at 79.25. They were at 83.9. My apologies. Other networks, NBC Sportsnet has gone from 76.1 up to 81.6. So they're on the rise. I remember back in 2011, they were versus. Fox Sports 1, when it was Speed Channel, was 78.4 million homes. They're now up to 84.8 million homes. But this is where we're seeing, and this is a big thing. Remember I had Sandy Barber on the show, and I talked to her about the new TV contract? And in the new TV contract, she's the one that brought up, says, well, you know, what's really interesting about this is what platforms it might be in. Will it be on Google? Will it be on Netflix? Will it be on, you know, what percentage of this will be where? So this is where we are. Well, this is what covers the country. Okay, ESPN. Guess how much of the country has ESPN?
I would say 94%.
81%.
That's lower than I figured it would be. Much lower, actually. Mm-hmm.
ESPN Classic is on in 22%. ESPN2 is on 81%. ESPN News is on 62%. ESPNU is on 63%. Fox Deportes, 18.8%. Fox Sports 1, 72.9%. Fox Sports 2, 39%. Golf Channel, 68.1%. Major League Baseball Network, 60.1%. NBA TV, 49.1%. NBC Sportsnet now is up to 70.1% of the homes in the country. And NFL Network's on in 62%. So when we talk about the NFL Network getting 700,000 people to watch the Combine, remember, they're on in 62% of the homes in the country. They're on 71 million homes across the country. So that actually is a really good number. They're on in 61.7% of the homes in the country. That's where they are right now. And ESPN has the built-in advantage of A, being as powerful as they are, as well-established as they are, having great contracts, but also being on in the highest percentage. They're on in 81.1% of the homes in the country, as is ESPN2. They're the only network in sports that is over the 72% level or the 73% level. They're the only one that's over 73%. And that's significant. But that's where they are. And because more and more people are using their devices, and you use your device all the time to watch sports.
Constantly. New Year's Day, I had one game on my laptop, one game on my iPad, and one game on the TV.
Yeah, but you would take it with you when your son was playing ball.
Oh, listen, at one point, I had the NFL that I could watch on my computer, and I became the most popular dad at the youth football games.
Now, what is the single most carried network in the country?
You're talking about a single most carried network, not broadcast anywhere. Or cable?
Cable.
Okay, the single most carried cable network.
97.3 million homes, 84% of the country.
The Weather Channel.
Yes, Weather Channel's number one.
If you wouldn't have told me ESPN before, I would have guessed ESPN first and then the Weather Channel.
Right. I understand that. And the Weather Channel, I mean, I wish they'd go back to doing weather, but that's just me.
Oh, tell me about it.
So.
And winter storm, name it. It's another thing that annoys me about the Weather Channel.
Really?
Do we need to name winter storms? Really?
When I tune on it in at night, I don't care about a trucker in Fairbanks. I want to know what it's going to be the next day.
Hey, listen, let Ice Road Truckers be on History Channel, all right? Just give me the stinking weather forecast on the Weather Channel. I think Comcast forgot what the name of the network was. But that's another show. Yeah.
Well, it was NBC that started them down this road. Comcast just picked it up. So. Okay. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line of few other auto dealers in our area can compete with. With our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us here on this Wednesday. Bye week for the Nittany Lion basketball team back in action Saturday at 6 when they take on Iowa. Iowa plays Illinois tonight at Carver Hawkeye. I think what wrestling they had, they already had their senior day with Ryder, so they're down at Rec Hall for the year. And they're not participating in the national duels. Cale is always elected not to go that route. That's what I think he feels there's a redundancy. You're just going to face the same guys again. Why do it again?
That
especially
makes sense.
The Big Ten. What are you going to do? Face him three times in a row? But wrestling is such an odd sport in that you determine the national champion completely different than how you do the regular season. Really? Like the NFL changing rules as to how you win the Super Bowl. But it's a tradition. It's what they do. Everyone accepts it. They got it. Right? I mean, tell me I'm wrong.
I don't understand why you would go back to, I agree. You play the same thing people twice.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that. That's not what I said. I said, why does wrestling have different rules as to how you determine who a state champion or a national champion is compared to how you do the regular season?
I am not the person to ask that question. I don't quite figure it out either.
All right. That's not how you determine who wins and loses in the regular season.
I don't understand. I actually don't understand the setup for having a national championship for a team separated from individuals when the whole team isn't necessarily playing.
Right. I'm just saying it's really a different way. It's really different to see different rules used as to how you determine the national champion as to how you determine who wins or loses when they face one another during the regular season. Yeah, I know it's tradition. I understand that, but it sure is different. I just kind of wondered that. Anybody ever come up with an answer for that as to why that's how it's done? I guess it's the quickest and most efficient way to determine individual champions, which are important, and roll it into being a team championship. I guess from an efficiency point of view, that's probably the best answer, right?
Again, I would assume that would make the most sense. I never understood, like I said, how you could set up the national. Here's the thing. The way the PIAA does it makes sense to me because you actually have a team tournament where the entire team is part of it instead of basing it on a point system.
Yeah, but that's what the national duels are.
See, I thought you were talking about it the other way around.
No, the national duels, I mean, Cale doesn't participate in that because he feels like, okay, I got to do the national duels, then I got to do the Big Tens, and then I got to do this. Well, you're going to face the same people 3 weeks, you know, because, I mean, the way the Big Ten is structured, you'll face the same people 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the way to resolve that is you don't have a national championship based on individual wrestling. I mean, right now, the national championship, if you win the national championship, it's based on individual wrestling at the individual national championship tournament.
Well, the bottom line.
Does that make any sense, that what I'm trying to say there? Do you understand what I mean?
The bottom line is it's an individual sport. It's not a team sport.
It is. I mean, at certain times.
I mean, okay, let's take hockey. Right? It's not a shootout against, you know, you and the goalie all the time. Take basketball. Well, it's not you out there, you know, make it or take it, or make it take it. It's not like that. Football, same thing. Baseball, even though baseball has individual elements of individual one-on-one pitcher against hitter, you know, the object is then to get other people around in a team base. Sometimes you bunt them over, sometimes you whatever. Wrestling, you go out there and you just do your deal, you're done. And hopefully you get some points for your team and you move on. I mean, that's the one way you try to get a team aspect there. But the reality is wrestling's an individual sport. You don't go out there on the mat and get help from anybody. It's all you. They may make a suggestion here or there, but it's all you. And I think they've done a good job over the years of getting some sort of team element into it. But then you get to the national championship, and Penn State's won the last four. But okay.
I don't have the answers for you there, Stephen.
To quote Drew Kelly, another average day at the ballpark.
Average? That's not bad.
All right, final half hour of the show. Mike Hall coming up tomorrow from BTN. We have never had Mike on the show before. I've been on Mike's show a lot, a lot, at some very interesting times in Penn State's existence. Well, tomorrow we turn the tables and Mike is on our show. Someone I genuinely like and genuinely respect. I can't wait to talk to him.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, great to have you with us. We're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Just glad that Mark Lawrence will be talking about polar bears tomorrow. No? That's not the show?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm not sure. I'm not positive, but I'm pretty confident.
Phil Sims on Adam Shine on Shine on Sports on Mad Dog Radio on Sirius was interviewed about the NFL draft, and he says that it's not a great crop of quarterbacks. So there are a couple of quarterbacks that get your interest, he said, including Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota. Just plain and simple, Winston's the best thrower in the draft, and it's easy for him. He showed that at the combine. It looked like he was truly just out there in the backyard. Let me drop back. Let me throw it. Put the ball on the money. Make it look easy. Beautiful, smooth motion. Nobody around him. Sims not as concerned about his touchdown interception ratio this past year with Florida State. Marcus Mariota, he says, is not a natural NFL thrower, but he does certain things that Phil Sims likes. So the look, great shape, knockdown natural NFL thrower? Absolutely not. Could he be? Sims said yes. So I think his arm action and some of the things he does with the football he likes. He throws well on the run. Thinks he has the ability to really spin it. And that's going to play well wherever he goes. He says it's not out of the realm of possibility that the Eagles make a move to get him. As for the number two pick, which would have to be the pick they would target, Sims heaped praise on a guy that, remember on the show last year, I heaped praise on as maybe a potential draft steal. Who was that? Zach Mettenberger. How many times did I talk about Mettenberger last year in this spot? That in late in the draft, because he was coming off a torn ACL, said this guy can throw it. Well, he says the same thing. He says he did the Jacksonville-Tennessee game. It's one thing about the Thursday night football package is that literally Jim Nance and Phil Sims got to see more teams than ever before. It wasn't always just seeing the Broncos, the Patriots, the Steelers, and so forth. That Thursday night package, between what they did the first eight Thursday nights and then what they did the final eight Thursday nights last year, allowed them to see a lot of teams they would not have seen before. Thus, they saw Tennessee and Jacksonville play each other. And that got a chance for him to see Zach Mettenberger. He said, I looked at tapes. Let's get some throws from Bortles. Let's get some throws from Mettenberger. He says, Bortles, different type of quarterback, didn't throw it downfield very much. So he says, it took me a couple of throws to find three or four throws I really like. With Mettenberger, no exaggeration, first quarter, I had six great examples right here. It was unbelievable. The number of big-time throws he made in his short playing stint, very impressive. He can absolutely make any throw on the field. Were there some things I didn't like? Absolutely. He says, but short term, he thinks Mettenberger can flourish in a Ken Wisenhunt system. And he thinks that that opens the door for Tennessee to trade the second overall pick. Now, he doesn't get into Garrett Grayson. He doesn't get into Brett Hundley. He doesn't get into Bryce Petty. And the indication is that in him watching them, he thought that, like, there's no Russell Wilson in that group who went in the third round. So, when did we start doing the show? In 2012?
Somewhere around in there, yeah.
Yeah. So, when he was drafted, before the draft, who did I say the steal of that draft was going to be?
Can't remember yesterday. You want me to remember 2012?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you could be making this up, and I'd take your word for it.
Well, let's try and have a policy here of not making it up.
Then that's it. I can't do this show anymore.
I mean, after that, you know, that only happens to the big time guys.
Game over for me.
No, but I said Russell Wilson.
Yeah, you did. That he would mention Russell Wilson.
Because remember, I had voted him preseason Big Ten Player of the Year. I voted him postseason Big Ten Player of the Year. Monte Ball won it, but I voted I voted Russell Wilson because that's how high I was on him. I didn't care about height. I watched the guy play. The guy could just flat out play. So it fit in with what I was already watching to begin with. And I felt the same way about Mettenberger last year. Very much so. The team that got him might get somebody. And coming off the ACL, I didn't know, you know, how well he performed, when he could start performing, when he could start doing anything. And he ended up at Tennessee, and I thought that was going to be a steal for them. Well, you know what? That may open the door for your beloved Philadelphia Eagles to go out and get Marcus Mariota with the second overall pick.
I think the thing that concerns most Eagle fans, and I have a lot of friends who are Eagles fans, and almost all of them have said the exact same words. I'm just concerned about what they give up to get it.
Acquaintances.
I like to consider them friends. We'll put it that way.
Okay.
But
they speak to you.
The comment they have that everybody seems to is, I just don't want to see them give up the farm.
You don't want to pull a Rams Redskins deal, right?
Yeah, they just don't want to give up the farm.
That's the key. You don't want to pull.
The comparison I got was Mike Ditka.
Oh, what, Ricky Williams?
Right. I'll give up everything and I'll go play golf.
Right. Which he did. Look, Tennessee is in the catbird seat at number 2. I think they'd love to draft the Williams kid from USC, the defensive tackle. So, and they're in a spot where they can make people think, you know. In fact, if I were them, I'd bring Mariota in to throw. I'd bring him in, I'd show up, I'd be at everything, and make everybody think that you're interested. If you think Mettenberger's your guy, I'd still show up at all these things to just get an illusion going. Just a little bit of an illusion. Like, this show's an illusion.
Which is better than a delusion.
You want to make stuff up now on the show.
Why? I didn't say I wanted to.
Well, about to be a concerning comment. Kansas State was cited for court storming.
This rule is dumb.
No, it's not a rule. A fan was actually cited for it.
Oh, I thought you meant I thought you meant it was a league rule, like they have in the SEC.
No, fan threw an elbow at Kansas forward Jamon Traylor.
Oh, well, then there should be something done.
Nathan Power voluntarily met with Kansas State Police, was issued a notice to appear for disorderly conduct. Power was cooperative throughout the process, and the K-State Police Department considers the matter closed.
I think you said
apologized in a letter to the editor.
I think you said something about this yesterday.
I did.
And in the part that I caught here yesterday, but I agree with you. I think you need to. I don't like the rule of fining schools for not or for storming the court, but I do like the idea of making sure that everybody has a clear pathway through. And I think you have to come up with some sort of security to do that.
Well, look at what Maryland did last night. Maryland, which has had a history of this. Well, last night they beat fifth-ranked Wisconsin. Now, do I think that's worthy of a court-storming moment where you're the 14th-ranked team in the country? No. If I'm the 14th-ranked team in the country, I expect to beat number 5 on my home court. But that's just me. But over the years, if Maryland beats Duke or beats North Carolina, whether it's a Kohl Fieldhouse or what is now Xfinity Center, they've gone on the court. Well, if you watch the end where they go on the court, the line of security was tremendous. Not one person got anywhere near a Wisconsin player. It was a wide berth. The Maryland people could not have handled it any better than that. People got to be on the court. They got up to jump it down, the whole thing. I don't see what the allure of it is, but that's fine. I forget sometimes that I can walk on the court or walk on the field anytime I want. So I do understand that. So there's some lure to it that I. Okay.
Two letters, T and V.
T and V.
Yeah. TV.
What about
TV? TV.
They don't.
That's the reason it happened.
Oh, it happens, yeah, but they did this long before.
Well, but
television.
And I understand it's an upset, but again, it's a 14 over 5.
Well, I'm saying I wouldn't have stormed the court over if I were out there and I'm sitting there with a record of 7-20 and you beat the fifth-ranked team in the country, really open the floodgates, let her fly.
Exactly. Okay. That's exactly right. If Providence beat Villanova last night, I would say that maybe that would warrant it.
But when you are the 14th ranked team in the country and you've got 22 wins, really? It's not even an upset. It's not even an upset.
Did Syracuse storm the court last night?
I have no idea.
See, now that would be a game I could understand. I mean, you're talking about a team that's 18-10, probably on the bubble if they don't win the tournament, if they don't win their tournament.
Syracuse?
Yeah.
The Syracuse is not going to the tournament. They've already ruled themselves ineligible.
Oh, that's right. Well, all right. Well, but still, my point is I could understand a storming of the court with Syracuse winning over number 9 Notre Dame at 16-5, or 65-60. I could see that.
Even then, you're Syracuse. No, seriously. If Penn State beats Ohio State in football here, do I expect people to go on the field? No, you're Penn State. You should expect to do that. All right, you're not the little sisters of the poor.
All right, what about NC State UNC last night?
No. I think you got to be in a spot where, like, you're looking around going, how in the heck did we do that?
Well, I think the big difference in NC State, North Carolina was I think that game was at North Carolina. And the same thing with Notre Dame, Syracuse.
I mean, if any team beats Kentucky on the road, where Kentucky's on the road, yes, anybody. Even the fourth-ranked team in the country. I mean, Kentucky's going 40-0 this year. They're not going to lose.
Did I just hear you predict the national champion?
Look, you have to be in a cave watching this team to not realize they are better than everybody. They're just better. I mean, why do you think this freshman ineligibility thing has come up? Because Cal's out there at Kentucky, and he's playing freshman, and he's winning, and he's getting the Final Fours, and they're one and done, so they're going to the NBA, and it's an overreaction to it. It also, let's face it, you get called to Congress, which they always do, and they can say, look, we're really trying. I mean, these are some of the ideas we've floated out there, and some congressional committee goes, why, yes, you are. You know?
I don't want to see him take storming the court away, and I don't want to see the school get fined for it, but I do agree there has to be some level of security there.
When Penn State had an issue with this on the field in the early 80s, ran on the field. Remember, tearing down the goalpost was a big thing.
Yes.
Tear down the goalpost.
But that's an expensive thing, and that's a safety issue.
Well, it's definitely a safety issue, because I remember a girl at Yale, I think they beat Harvard, and they tore the goalpost down. I think it was at Yale Bowl, and the goalpost came down and hit her and severely injured her. Well, that's where it really becomes a real issue. You know, and you're storming through this thing, and, you know, they're up in the table. I can tell if they were up in the table at the Jordan Center, the players, that thing would have collapsed in a second. I mean, whomever made that shouldn't have been paid. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Love.
At Sunbury Motors, their customers have loved their prices for 100 years. But they're going to be crazy in love this month with invoice-less rebates. February, the month of love, is invoice-less rebates on all of our new Kias. How about a 2015 Kia 5 LX for $13,999? Our race-winning 2015 Optimus starting at $18,998. And we can't forget about our SUV lovers. We have 23 2015 Serenos starting at $21,515. And all of our new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf or at sunburymotors.com. SMC. Selling more cars and loving our customers for 100 years.
Tax and tags extra. All applicable Kia customer rebates apply. KMF bonus cash and financing to well-qualified customers.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us. It's a bye week. I don't quite know what to do.
I was going to ask, what are you doing tonight? You don't have a game on a Wednesday night?
Nope, I'm going. We're going to go out to dinner tonight.
I mean, I can relate. I've got one of those coming up on Friday.
Yeah, we're going out to dinner tonight. And then they're home on Saturday, and then they're home next Wednesday, and then I got to go to Minnesota the next weekend, then I got to go to Chicago.
Somebody asked me the other day, "What are you doing now that the season's over?" I said, "I really don't know."
Oh, you're taking Junior out to drive. Well, that was a risk.
That's what I said. I said, I'm actually seeing my family. I'm not sure if they're excited about it or not, but that's what's happening. I'm catching up on a lot of TV, too.
After I announced yesterday that your son had passed his permit test,
right?
I had 17 people email me saying that they have now found religion.
He was laughing, by the way. We were listening to that comment. I think it was around 4:30 yesterday. He thought that was pretty funny.
Well, he'll do fine. He's very responsible. So, yeah.
He actually said this morning, he's like, "Can I drive to school?" Rebecca's like, "No."
Good for her. Can I drive to school? It's a permit.
I know. She said, "What am I supposed to do? Just sit there while you drive to school?" I did. We did order her fake nails, though.
The what?
We ordered my wife fake nails because she doesn't have any after last night. So we did order her fake nails.
I believe we've now lapsed into the area of too much information.
You remember taking your kids driving. It's a little nerve-wracking. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm talking to Mr. Blood Pressure of 40 over 10.
I was the one the kids wanted to go with.
Yeah, I can imagine. Just turn right. You're fine. Don't worry about that other car in the other lane that you're going to head on in a minute. You'll be fine. Just make a slight. There you go.
That's all I told them. I get the car, go, you're a little too far over. Go a little bit to the right. You're a little bit too far to the right. Go left. All right. Just a little bit. All right. Just watch your speed. The kids loved going with me because I, we're good.
Somebody asked me too that when they heard about that, they said, "Are you going to have Coach Hort give him a driver's ed?" Yeah. I said, "You know what? I've been getting his driver's ed course for 16 years now, and you know what he told me? You'd never pass it."
Yeah.
I said, "You're still alive."
Yeah. No, I would, but that's what I did. I was like, "Yeah." They're good. The kids love going with me. They're like, "Hey, Dad's like, hey, yeah, he's so calm. He's so." But the only time I thought was tricky of anything that they did is that for those who are familiar with the State College area, going down Branch Road, which is a very windy 25-mile-an-hour road. Right, I mean it's very windy. It goes parallel to the Spring Creek. And that'd be the one would be like, you're too far. You're too far. All right, let's go on the highway. You want to go on the highway? I said, just go on the highway. You're fine. Okay, Dad. You're rolling your eyes. I know it.
No, instead I got, you want to make a left here at this stop sign? But then I'll be on the road. That's the idea of driving.
Yeah.
Daniel, steer to the left a little bit. Why? Because you're going to drive into the snowbank shortly.
Hey, I'm 5 for 5. I'm done. I had to do it 5 times.
Well, now you need, I think it's 65 hours of instruction time.
Yeah, like they keep track of it. All right.
They give you a little book.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 65, and let's see, I think 10 of them have to be in at nighttime driving, and 5 hours has to be inclement weather. So the guy at the DMV says to me, he goes, just wait for the next snowstorm. That'll take care of your 5 hours right there.
Very nice.
Mike Hall, BTN tomorrow.
Looking forward to that.
Looking forward to that. Yeah, I am too. Mike and I have done some interesting things together at some of the most difficult times. And we'll talk about other items with him tomorrow.